Welcome to the Truth About You podcast with me, Ali Knight, intuitive soul coach and empowerment alchemist. I'm here to share with you the truth about you and me and everyone. We dive deeply and quickly into who we really are at soul level and how it is to be human in this game we call life. This is the podcast for you if, like me, you are willing to question everything, release the conditioning that holds you back, and really create the life you came here to love. Welcome to another episode of the Truth About You podcast. And I'm back today with just a slightly shorter episode. I really feel drawn to talking about the beautiful properties of crystals today, and how we can really work with crystals and incorporate them into our kind of day-to-day life as a soul tool, as a support for our connection practices, as a support for how we want to be today, how we want to feel, and also how we would like to move forwards or move towards our desires. Now, you may be wondering why what is essentially a really beautiful rock can have such powerful impact. So let me try and explain that in a really kind of simple terms. Crystals are essentially created from the earth thanks to the movement of the tectonic plates beneath the earth's surface, and they're created under extreme heat and pressure as those tectonic plates move. And as those plates move, the molten rock, the liquid rock beneath the surface of those plates, tends to rise up in the cracks and in the faults and fissures as those tectonic plates butt up against each other. And as that rock moves towards the Earth's surface, it obviously cools down and the minerals within the rock crystallize. And that's what we then come to know as the beautiful stones and rocks that we then may wear as jewellery, or that we might see used as adornment in a physical space such as a meditation studio or a yoga studio. And so what was originally some boiling hot liquid rock becomes this extremely beautiful, powerful crystal. And there's more than one type of crystal, which is interesting, isn't it? So the different minerals within the different layers of the earth obviously contribute to what gets formed on the earth's surface. And that's interesting because every crystal has a atomic structure that's specific and ordered and logical. And so an amethyst atomic structure will differ from an obsidian atomic structure. And what that means is that those two crystals have different properties. And so when we think about it like that, it explains why we might choose to work with different types of crystals for different reasons in our day-to-day life. Within this atomic structure that gets created, if we remember from an earlier episode of The Truth About You, I explained that absolutely everything is energy, and that energy vibrates at a certain frequency. So these different crystals hold different energetic vibrations, different frequencies with which we can work. And those different properties bring with them different purposes. So, for example, we might use a certain crystal to soothe and support and reduce anxious thinking, let's say. We might use a different type of crystal if we are keen to improve or strengthen our self-love practices. We might use a different crystal again if we wish to keep our energetic field clean and clear. So there's no limit to what different crystals can do with us when we choose to work with them. I guess the big question becomes, how do we work with crystals and what type of crystals might be useful to have in your toolkit? But before we get to that, let me just explain how or why it's so relevant that crystals have this this vibration, this ordered logical atomic structure, and why we know that they have properties that can be used in life. Well, if you were to look at your watch or your computer or your smartphone, and if you were to track back how that was constructed and the mechanisms by which it operates, what you would find within the very complicated instruction manual or the construction manual is that crystals are involved. So it has been known for centuries that certain crystals have the ability to stabilize vibrations and frequencies. So, for example, clear quartz is used in televisions and laptops and smartphones in order to stabilize what it is that we see when we're looking at it through a set of human eyes, and to create and maintain electrical charge within the device. In those laser pointers that we might use if we are presenting to an audience and using PowerPoint or some other presentation software, those laser pointers have used rubies in order to stabilize a visible light source that can be seen. So there are applications of these beautifully naturally formed crystals in our day, in our hands, literally every day, every day. So we know that they have properties that are beyond the obvious, oh, that's a beautiful, pretty stone. Because if Apple and Samsung and Hewlett-Packard and all of the other massive tech giants can use crystals and benefit from them, then so can we as real life vibrating humans. So first off, how do you even set about choosing a crystal to work with? Well, there's two ways, really. One is you can choose a crystal based on what it is that you are seeking to do work around. So let's say, I don't know, if you were looking to strengthen or improve your self-care, you might select certain crystals which are known to have self-healing or self-connection or self-soothing and self-caring properties. If you were looking to invite abundance or manifest in a very specific way, you might choose crystals that are known to have properties that support and aid manifestation and receiving of abundance. And that's all well and good. Like, there are a million books out there on the market that can talk to you about the different properties of crystals. And that's one way to do it. But I have to be really honest and say the best way to choose a crystal is to go physically to a place that ethically sources crystals. And that's really important, really important. The provenance of the crystals that you are working with is critical, not least because we want to work with the energy of a crystal that has been respected and treated well and has been sourced via means that are ethical, healthy, and bring abundance for everyone involved in that process. So you might take yourself to a physical shop, a market stall, an outlet that deals in ethical crystals. And the best way to choose one is actually to let the crystal choose you. Now, that might sound weird as hell, But if you know me and I have guided you around working with crystals before, you will know that this is a truth, a fundamental truth. So what I do, I go to take myself to my local crystal dealer, whose provenance I have asked questions about, whose sourcing I have asked questions about, and who I know operates through an ethical framework. And I will stand in front of their really beautiful display of all of these different types of crystals. And I will come into stillness and I will let my eyes wander and I will let my energetic frequency be drawn towards a certain stone. Now, I'll do that before I even know what I need. I'll do that these days before I know what any of those crystals actually could be useful for, because it's the most intuitive way to start to work with crystals. Sometimes I will go and choose a specific crystal for a specific reason. So, for example, when I run retreats, I quite often will bring crystals or gift crystals to my retreat guests, because we are working with a certain energy or working towards a specific intention. And so I will bring crystals that are known to support that work. But if you are just starting out, I would really strongly encourage you to go into a physical crystal location, allow your eyes to wander, allow your system to show you what you're drawn towards. Select or pick or hold that crystal. It has chosen you. And then when you have selected your stone, then have a look at what that crystal is, what its properties are, and it all might start to make an awful lot of sense. It's a really beautiful way to start to trust your intuitive knowing as well, which, as you will know if you've listened to some of these episodes before, is one of the things that we need to work really, really intentionally around reconnecting to. That said, there are some, if pushed, there are some top sort of starter kit crystal recommendations that I want to share with you. So there are four main stones that I think, if you are new to this or if you want to reconnect to working with crystals, four stones that I think are the basics in anyone's crystal toolkit. The first is amethyst. So you will have heard of amethyst. You will have seen it's a beautiful purple, different shades of purple stone. It's really calming crystal. Brilliant for you if you identify as an overthinker or are plagued by anxious or intrusive thoughts. It can really help calm the system. Amethyst is known to support healthy sleep, to support work with people who are recovering from addiction. It's also known to be a stone of spiritual awakening. And I think that's one of the reasons that a lot of people become drawn towards it. It's almost like the stone is saying, hey, pick me, you're ready. Over and above everything else, though, amethyst is a really calming, soothing, slowing down stone. So it's a real beautiful antidote to this kind of hustle, bustle, strive, drive, push culture that we find ourselves living within at the moment. Secondly, rose quartz, a beautiful pink quartz stone, known as the ultimate love stone. It's all about harnessing compassion, forgiveness, self-love, self-support, and is a really great stone to begin with. If you are feeling like you need some nurture, you need some nourishment, you need to be kind to yourself, you need some restoration. Next up, a black stone. So as I said before, I think it's really important to choose your own stones, but I think it's important to have a black stone in your starter kit, because black crystals are known to be grounding and keep us firmly on our feet. They're also known to be cleansing and protective. So the first ever crystal that I worked with, which chose me, I didn't choose it. I found myself at my local market. I found myself at the crystal stall, and I found this beautiful black stone with white markings on it. Like literally it was in my hand before I even was conscious that I was what I was doing. And it was a snowflake obsidian. And it was at a time where I was feeling very, very, very drained, very, very pulled down by the negativity around me in others. And I found myself not really thinking too much about it. I bought the crystal. I brought it home. I looked up how to clean it and program it. And I did all that and charge it. And I just kept it in my pocket all the time. And within a week, maybe 2 weeks, nothing had changed in what was going on externally around me. The negative people that were around me were still around me and they were still being negative, but I was different. I wasn't quite as bogged down. I wasn't as drained as I had been before I bought the stone. So a black stone is excellent if you are finding that you're stuck up all in your head in the thinking all the time, because it will ground you. But also if you are finding that you are being pulled and scattered in lots of different directions, it's a protective stone. It will help protect your energetic field, particularly from negative forces, negative influences that are outside of you. Lastly, if you want to tune into joy and abundance and creativity and manifestation, then citrine is a beautiful stone to have in your starter kit. It's a really light, it's got a beautiful light, sparkly sort of, I want to say mischievous. It's got just a high vibration. It's a great one to have in your home. I have one as you come in my front door of my house. There is one right there as you first step in the front door. In fact, when I first moved into my house, there was a citrine in every room because I'd read that it was a great thing to do in order to clear and set the energetics in the space. So citrine is a lovely stone to work with when you are working towards something, when you are open to receiving, when you are wanting to feel and experience more joy. So however you begin or refresh your work with crystals, whether it's allowing crystals to choose you, whether it's going and sourcing one or all of those four that I've suggested, the beginning doesn't end there. So it's really important when we come into possession of a new crystal that we clean it, that we program it, and that we charge it. So the way I clean all my crystals is with smudging. So with sacred smoke, I will burn white sage and allow the smoke to drift over the crystal, which cleanses its energy. It becomes free of any energetic imprint of other people in the shop handling the stone, for example. I then will place that stone on my palm, and depending on which stone it is and what the energy that I want to work with this stone with. So for example, if it was my snowflake obsidian, I would program it. I'd leave it on the palm of my hand and I would speak to the stone, either in my mind or if it's me, out loud. And I would say, thank you for supporting me to feel grounded and centered, and for keeping my energetic field clean and clear of anything that doesn't serve me. So that's programming your stone. So making a specific intention and almost a specific contract with that stone. Next, it's really good to charge your crystals. If you can, under the full moon, either on a windowsill or if they're okay to be left outside. Some crystals do not like water, so it's always worth a Google. If you are in receipt of new crystals and you're unsure if they are okay. And I once left my selenite crystal ball outside overnight, and selenite crystals don't like water, so it's gone really quite cloudy. I still work with her because she's a beautiful stone, but if you can't leave your crystals outside or you're not sure, leave them on a windowsill at full moon and let those full moon, that massive illumination of that lunar energy, charge up your crystals. So then how do you work with them? Well, we can work with crystals in a number of ways. It's very rare that I get dressed or go out the house in the morning without having some crystal with me. Now, I wear a lot of crystal jewellery with intention, and so crystals are with me all the time. I've got a rose quartz on as a ring. I've got a turquoise as a necklace. I've got a moonstone as a necklace. And each of these crystals holds meaning and intention and purpose for me. And they never leave my side. When I leave the house, though, I'll always have a black crystal with me. So you can wear your crystals and know that that energetic vibration and the programming and the sacred contract that you have with it is at work. You can also use them more specifically. So you can use crystals in meditation, either holding crystals, perhaps amethyst, for example, because it's really calming and centering. Or we can use crystals along our chakras, so along our energy centers, to help clear and support and nurture the flow of energy through those centers. If we are working on specific intentions, we may choose to carry a particular crystal with us, for example. And with some crystals, we will choose to have them in certain areas. So, for example, around my house, as I've said, there are different crystals in different places for different reasons. So by my laptop, where I do a lot of my client calls, I will always have an amethyst. I will always have a rose quartz. I will always have a citrine. I also have a pyrite, which is a abundance stone. And I have a hematite, which is another really grounding protective stone. And that's because each of those crystals are conducive to the work and the intention behind the work that I do, either in my soul mind group or with one-to-one clients. So I will have my crystals near me for specific purposes. So crystals have the capacity to really support you as a soul tool. They're far more than just these beautiful, stunning, dazzling, geological, beautiful wonders. They're actually tools that vibrate at a specific energetic frequency that help us connect with our own spirit, with the earth's energy, and they encourage our growth and our interconnection with all things. So I really strongly encourage you to be curious about crystals, have a play, like go and find a beautiful store or market store that ethically sources crystals and go and just be around them. Go and see what you're drawn towards and then look up the properties and the meanings of that crystal and be prepared to have your mind blown. If you have any questions about working with crystals, about how we can use and work with crystals to enhance our soul connection, please do drop me a message on Instagram. I love, love, love talking about these absolute nuggets of joy. My love, thank you so much for listening. My biggest desire is that this episode of Truth has helped you connect even more deeply to yours. If you've enjoyed listening, I'd love you to share your truth by rating the podcast on whichever platform you use to listen. I'd really love you to connect with me on Instagram at Ali Knight Coaching or through the sign up form on my website, alinightcoaching.com. And lastly, I'm sending you all my love as you peel back the layers and reveal the most beautiful and sacred part of you, your truth.